that by working together, we can win the first war of the 21st century. And that is the war of cold-blooded killers against cold-blooded killers. The first war of the 21st century. Cold-blooded killers against cold-blooded killers.
The human mind is like a computer. No matter how efficient it may be, its reliability is only as great as the information fed into it. If it is possible to control the inputs of the human mind, then no matter how intelligent a person may be, it's entirely possible to program what he will think. And yes, it's even possible to program people to laugh at the mere mention of the word conspiracy.
Using television as the prime example of how mental programming and mind control works, television is the most powerful weapon of psychological warfare in history. And yet, television, for many people, is a member of the family in the household.
There's a movie called Loose Change that asserts hundreds, if not thousands, of Americans colluded to kill their fellow citizens on 9/11. That Al-Qaeda didn't attack us. We essentially attacked ourselves. This fairy tale ranks up there with the Holocaust deniers on the vicious scale.
We are living in a virtual reality. We're living in a totally controlled environment, an environment that has been created by mass media. Now, many people, especially young people, accept unquestioningly the reality that is presented by the media. Popular culture, movies, television, music, carry messages about how society works and how people should behave. The ultimate control is to control people without their conscious awareness. Again, television is a prime example. Think back to whenever you have observed young children or older adults sitting, watching television. They have this glassy-eyed, vacant look in their eyes because they are in a trance state, in a hypnotic state of mind.
Now, is Charlie Sheen ranting like a lunatic about the September 11th attacks? Now word comes that Sheen will be narrating a new film about 9/11 conspiracy theories. Joining us now, nationally syndicated radio talk show host Mike.
They do not want you.